Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Historian Tom Holland's travelogue at Luther Tyndale's Reformation celebration 3 weeks ago can be viewed on Luther Tyndale's YouTube channel. And it began with a journey from Soho to Brixton and asked the question, where are the angels? He said he didn't have the answers. Meandering through history, literature, art, and personal experiences, Holland didn't give us a Reformation lecture per se, but a personal reflection on the apparent trajectory, the unforeseen consequences, so to speak, that the Reformation, which for him included a wide-ranging Protestant cast, placed an emphasis on the personal and immediate contact between God and people. This focus began a process that has faded, the heavenly world surrounding God, angels, both the unnamed and the named, demons, the Satan, and other heavenly and infernal beings, so that reality is just us and God. Some of the consequences of this fading of the spiritual caste of thousands might be atheism, Hitler and Nazism taking over the role of the devil and his empire for us, and people who talk about seeing angels today becoming part of society's nutters. I think it ironic that at the time of hearing his talk, I was partway through watching Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman's Good Omens. Holland did get me thinking, and that was certainly one of his goals. I think it is true that Luther himself had a vivid experience of the angels and demons, particularly the devil and co. My reading of Luther's earthy or scatological language as often targeting the devil as the one challenging God's word, causing Luther to struggle, doubt, fear that God's word was not for him, required an attack to be as virulent as possible, mockingly crude, to show one's contempt and disregard. Luther also kept in view that God's angels worked, hidden from our sight, largely to protect us. Their messages, when we think about them, or should we encounter them, or when we're in worship, singing the Gloria and the Sanctus, always focus on God's actions for us. Their messages must always be consistent with Scripture, and we are to have no part of them if they bring to us another gospel. So far, the 16th century, and yet it is true that today's Lutheran pastors would not speak of angels or demons as Luther did, while still speaking the scriptural truths about them, which was one of Holland's points. Holland didn't venture into the territory of the saints, those who have died in the faith, but as I sat there in Luther Tyndale, imagining the heavenly realm emptying of the heavenly creatures, leaving God and the tumbleweeds, so to speak, I wondered about the saints. The Christian Church has presented two messages about them, that there is a resurrection of the body when Jesus reappears, and that those who have died with Jesus are today in paradise, both of which are under the rubric that whether Christians live or whether we die, we are the Lord's, Romans 14 verse 9. But it occurred to me that a fading of angels in the public consciousness might have contributed to the sentiment often heard today of those who have died, particularly the good or the young, that God needed another angel, a sentiment that angers me greatly. That people today still make the automatic assumption that there is heaven and that the good and the young go there says to me that they have been influenced by Christianity. Other religions have post-death existence, rewards or punishments where you have a transactional relationship with the deity. But Christianity, and certainly a big point of the Reformation, is not transactional. But it is about a gift, a free gift, that is life with Jesus. It is not even about choice, choosing the gift, just as none of us chose to be born. Yes, we can choose how to live, and we can damage and harm ourselves, but our physical life is a gift to us. It is the same with faith or being in Christ. God's gracious act in Jesus and through words, water, bread and wine, gives us Christ's life. We are joined with him in his death and resurrection, and we are nurtured in this eternal life here and now. Death is just a change of postcode. And that this is all a gift is what Christianity is all about. So however we think of above or the heavenly future, it is full of life with God, heavenly creatures and the saints. And yes, such a perspective changes how we live now. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant that your dear Son, Jesus Christ, may come quickly and take to himself his bride, the Church, so that together with all the redeemed, we may enter into your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.